بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق ويعطي على الرفق ما لا يعطي على الأنف وما لا يعطي على ما سواه. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة صديقة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Allah Ta'ala is gentle. Allah loves gentleness, softness, kindness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for gentleness what He does not give for harshness or anything else. In other words, Allah rewards a person for him being gentle and polite and kind to others. So much reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gives for a person who is harsh or anything besides being polite. When a person is harsh, the person will be getting sin. But when a person is polite, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves politeness. Allah ta'ala loves softness. Allah ta'ala loves gentleness. So Allah gives abundant sawab to a person who is tolerant, who is gentle, who is soft. وَعَنْهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that rifq, gentleness, softness is not found in anything except that it will beautify and adorn the thing in which it is found. And when it is removed and snatched away from anything, it spoils the thing. It makes the thing ugly. So in any person who's got softness in him, then the softness beautifies him, beautifies his character. People begin to like the person. Person who is harsh, then people will not like the person. It will make the person look ugly. It will spoil the person's traits and characteristics. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال بال أعرابي في المسجد. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates an incident. He says once a Bedouin came into the masjid and he urinated inside the masjid. Bedouin, a villager. They didn't have much knowledge and culture. So he came into the masjid. Perhaps it's the first time he came. So he comes and he urinates inside the masjid. فَقَامَ النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ لِيَقَعُوا فِيهِ. Sahaba stood up to go and apprehend him, to stop him. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دَعُوهُ. Leave him alone. وَأَرِيقُوا عَلَى بَوْلِهِ سَجْلًا مِّن مَاءٍ. And just pour over the place where he had urinated a bucket of water. أَوْ ذَنُوبَ مِّن مَاءٍ. فَإِنَّمَا بُعِثُوا مُيَسِّرِينَ وَلَمْ تُبْعَثُوا مُعَسِّرِينَ. رواه البخاري. Because you have been sent as people who will make things easy upon people and not difficult. So here the Bedouin comes, urinates in the masjid, and Sahaba obviously, they found that to be incorrect, not appropriate, so they go to stop him and to apprehend him and to shout him and to scold him. When in another narration, Rasul says, Mah, leave him alone. La tuzrimuhu. Don't stop him from urinating easily, because when a person is just about to urinate, or he just begins to urinate, and somebody suddenly comes and pounds upon him and shouts him, or gets him scared, then he will hold back his urine, and this could cause him physical damage, damage his kidneys, can have internal damage. So Rasulullah said, leave him. Now Rasulullah shows us what is the polite way of doing things, what is the correct way. Rasulullah called the Sahaba and he said, let's wash this place and make it park, it was clean again. Then Rasulullah calls this Bedouin and tells him, see these masajid, it is not appropriate to urinate here or defecate here or any of these things. Yes, the masjid are built for dhikrullah, for salat, tilawat of the Quran, and all ibadat. So then the Sahabi understood. Now Rasulullah showed softness, kindness, easiness upon him. If Rasulullah was harsh and apprehended him and scolded him and chased him away, then he would have never come back to the masjid. Now this does not mean that people could come now and urinate in the masjid, but it shows us that sometimes the person comes, perhaps he's a new Muslim, he doesn't know much, not so educated. He may do something which is not correct. So in a very nice and polite manner, explain to him. Call him on one side and explain to him. can happen sometimes. It's the first time the man just comes to the masjid and he forgot to put his cell phone on that off the day and suddenly is ringing. Obviously, we'll make sure that we have the correct ringtones and not musical ringtones and haram things. But suppose his phone starts ringing. Everybody looks at him now after salat. He does not know what's happening. So in a very nice way, kind way, polite way, yes. Somebody who keep on doing it, doesn't show any botheration, then that person needs a little bit of, somebody has to be a bit hard on him and explain to him that what you are doing is incorrect. But generally, what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem shows a softness. We have been sent as people who give glad tidings. Tell the people about Allah's mercy. Tell them about Jannah and how easy it is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how loving Allah is, how kind Allah is. If you're going to tell the people all the time, why you going to go to Jahannam? Or you're losing your iman, you're a kafir and you're going into Jahannam? Then the person who loses hope, you say, you know, it's very difficult for me to practice upon deen. I rather leave it out and let all the pious people, let them carry on ibadah. Deen is for every person. So we need to educate ourselves. It doesn't mean we must change any law and hukam of deen and become complacent. No. We have to abide by the teachings of Sharia. But there is a manner in which we should carry out and conduct ourselves, especially in relation to the next person when it comes to teaching him and show him. There's a beautiful kitab, Al-Rasulul Muallim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa asalibuhu fi ta'alim. Various incidents have been mentioned in the kitab where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the sahaba how to make islah and reform the next person when he does something wrong. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.